This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. For a divided Libya, disastrous floods have become a rallying cry for unity. AP correspondent Charles David Aisman takes a look at the coming together of the two previously contentious governments in Libya.
The terrible flooding that has killed more than 11,000 people has fostered national solidarity among Libyans, long governed by opposing powers. Collective grief has morphed into cries for unity in a country blighted by 12 years of conflict and division. The tragedy has also ramped up pressure on the country's leading politicians, viewed by some as the architects of the catastrophe. The oil-rich country has long been divided between rival administrations since 2014, with an internationally recognized government in Tripoli and a rival authority in the east, where the worst of the floods hit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The general in command of Ukraine's ground forces said on Sunday Ukrainian forces had recaptured an eastern village on the southern flank of Bakhmut, which the Russians claimed control of in January.
Ми воїни 80-ї окремої десантно-штурмової бригади.
He says Klitschivska was cleared of the Russians and liberated. Commander of Ukraine's ground forces said in a Telegram post, accompanied by a video showing soldiers holding flags in front of destroyed buildings. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Malta this weekend. Beijing and Washington said on Sunday, as the world's two largest economies seek to stabilize troubled relations, both sides held, quote, candid, substantive, and constructive talks during multiple meetings held September 16th and 17th, according to separate statements from the White House and the Chinese Foreign Ministry. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, which is struggling with a surge in migrant arrivals from Africa. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says she promised a 10-point EU action plan to help Italy deal with the situation.
Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year. Lampedusa has recently seen a sharp rise in the number of people arriving by boat. Von der Leyen set out a 10-point action plan to relieve pressure on Italy, where most migrants arrive from North Africa's shores by boat.
Migration is a European challenge, and it needs a European answer and solution.
The plan includes using the EU's external borders agency, Frontex, to identify migrants in Italy and repatriate those not eligible for asylum.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Sporadic protests continued in Iran on Sunday amid a widespread crackdown by security forces a year after a young Kurdish woman's death in custody set off some of the worst political unrest in four decades. The death on September 16th last year of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman arrested by the morality police for allegedly flouting mandatory dress codes, triggered months of some of the biggest protests against the Islamic Republic's Shiite clerical rule ever seen and drew international condemnation. The United Auto Workers strike continues, major action by a large American union. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The big argument for the UAW, if Detroit's three automakers raise CEO pay by some 40% over the past 4 years, workers should get similar raises. And Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California agrees.
When you have Mary Barra making $30 million, when you have $5 billion in stock buybacks, when you have these big three auto companies making $21 billion, we can pay auto workers more than $16 and they can have good paying jobs. And that's what this fight is about.
Khanna appeared on Fox News Sunday. The walkout began at midnight Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Apple supplier Foxconn aims to double its workforce and investment in India by next year, a company executive said on Sunday. Taiwan-based Foxconn, the world's largest contract manufacturer of electronics, has rapidly expanded its presence in India by investing in manufacturing facilities in the south of the country as the company seeks to move away from China. The company's chairman said in an earnings briefing last month he sees a lot of potential in India, adding several billion dollars in investment is only the beginning. I'm Joe Ramsey.